Item 21, discussion of possible action on modifications to the low flow facilities at the Cordova Bend Dam. Kent?
Next slide, Jennifer, and this is down at Granbury. This is just an overview, folks, of what has been done with the dam over the last few years since 1969, some of the improvements since the dam was built. We had Fries and Nichols do a facility assessment back in '06, and some of the recommendations that they had within that are what we're looking at trying to implement anyway within an engineering study that we're going to bring forward. Present condition of the low flow facilities are just a certain area within the dam itself, and there's really been no major maintenance on those since 1969. Gates and liners need repairing and painting, but more specifically, there's hydraulic gate operators that are badly corroded, and they really need replacement, at least, as identified from the study as well. And we certainly don't want to have an issue where we have a failure of those cylinders where we've got hydraulic fluid and that released into the river. Also need to repair the gates and liners, provide some protective coating, and provide a new gate opening system that would allow us to open the gates at smaller amounts than what we can right now incrementally as we raise those gates. We want to be able to meet the operational environmental needs, certainly help improve the DO levels as well as the water going out into the river, and again, to more accurately be able to make small releases with the dam. Recommend the study be done to see what we can do feasibly for types of modernization for the facility. It'll be a three-phase approach, a planning phase, design and bidding phase, and then construction phase. These are the elements contained within each. What we do is move forward with the planning phase and design at this time, move with that. We've got in the budget right now, money budgeted for that. And then once that's completed, we come back to the board and show you the results of that as we move into the bidding and then construction phase based on what the board wants to do at that time with the results of the study. Next slide. Then we have the resolution.
Please.
The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its July 30th, 2007 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and enter into a contract with an engineering firm for an amount not to exceed $840,000 to provide supervision and administrative oversight of the planning, design, bidding, and construction phases to determine modifications of the low-flow facilities at Cordova Bend Dam. Be it further resolved that upon conclusion of the planning and design phase, staff will provide the results of each phase to the Board of Directors and obtain Board of Directors' approval to proceed with the bidding and construction phases.
What's your estimate of this total project cost?
Total between these two, this one is about, let me see, I've got it here on top of this.
John.
The total estimate right now, the 840 is design and construction management, and then the construction contract itself is estimated about 1.4 million. That's downstream yet, and that could be refined.
Okay, so total project cost after everything's designed and planned and bid and built is 1.4 plus 840?
It'd be about 2.2.
Okay.
Right.
Other questions? I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Mr. Christensen, second by.
Second.
Mr. Bloom, hold the board.
Director Fenya?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Peralta?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Gere?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore? Director Skaggs?
Yes.